This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Deadly case of measles in Texas, and the outbreak continues to grow. Then we get word of a measles case in North Texas.
And it's found its way to Rockwall County. The Commissioner's Court released a statement on social media stating that a confirmed case of measles was reported in their county. The case was found in an adult who had recently traveled internationally. That adult was unvaccinated. At this time, they do not believe that this case is connected to any of the cases in West Texas. All direct contacts of this individual have been notified for observation. The latest confirmed case of measles brings the total amount to 125 across the state. From the 24-hour news center, Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Well, now the latest on that deadly case in West Texas. The health department says a school-aged child has died. It's the first death in this outbreak that started last month. Dr. Lara Johnson is with Covenant Children's Hospital in Lubbock, where the child died.
Measles is very serious. There are lots of childhood rashes and fevers. And as parents, we all know that our kids get these here and there. This is not that. This is a much more serious illness.
Yeah, there are at least 124 cases across nine Texas counties. The majority of the cases involve kids in Gaines County, which has reported 80 cases so far. Dr. Johnson says the mortality rate for measles is about 3%, and also says that that number is considered high. On today's Ask the Expert, we're going to be speaking live with the Dallas County Health Director, Dr. Philip Wong, about the measles, and that is coming up at 4:40.
It's 4:05. Yesterday, we told you about how the city of Dallas is trying to convince Neiman Marcus to stay in downtown after more than 100 years. Well, the company said, okay.
Neiman Marcus has run a store at Main and Irving since 1914, but says the property owner gave notice it would have to leave at the end of next month. Downtown Dallas Inc.'s Jennifer Scripp says losing Neiman Marcus would amount to more than just a store shutting down.
It's the loss of a historic landmark, a pillar of Dallas culture, and a symbol of the vibrancy that makes our city unique.
But Downtown Dallas Inc. says the city manager met with the owners of the land this morning, and they have now agreed to donate the land to the city. And Dallas will commit it to Neiman Marcus to keep the store open. Downtown Dallas Inc. says it still plans to meet with parent company Saks next week, but that's now going to be a celebration. From the 24-hour news center, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Oh, there is another investigation into problems at the Texas Lottery.
Two drawings with major jackpots have drawn the attention of Texas lawmakers, one in 2023 and one last week. The focus has been on lottery ticket courier services that purchase massive amounts of tickets. Texas Governor Greg Abbott told the Texas Rangers to investigate the two cases. Now, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is launching his own investigation. He wants to examine if any state or federal laws were broken. From the 24-hour news center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
124 cases and now one death as a result of the measles, and now there's concern about it spreading into South and Central Texas. CBS correspondent Omar Villafranca is in Lubbock.
This all started in a small Mennonite community about an hour and a half away from us in Gaines County, Texas. Mm-hmm. And a majority of those cases, almost 70 plus of them, were children who are unvaccinated under the age of 17. Keep in mind, here in the state of Texas, to go to school, usually kids have to get their vaccines and have that up to date. But this community, they homeschool, so they're not subject to that part of the rule.
All right, now, so that's the background. You may have heard part of that. But then somehow that first case shows up. They're still trying to figure out how exactly. And from that point, it was off to the races.
Talking to doctors about this case, they say that the measles vaccine is very, very effective. And let me try to put it into perspective. Everybody has COVID on their mind. Now, if you got the COVID vaccine, you could still get COVID. But when it comes to measles, if you get the measles vaccine, doctors say there's a 97% chance you will not get measles. If you do get measles, it'll be what's called a breakthrough case, but they say that the vaccine is so well that you won't spread measles even if you get it and you're vaccinated. It's so contagious that, let's say I'm positive for measles and there's somebody who is not vaccinated and doesn't have any immunity, there's a 9 out of 10 chance they are going to get measles. It is that contagious. It can linger in the air for hours.
And now we learn that one of the victims out in West Texas recently toured a couple of colleges.
Oh, Lord.
Hundreds of miles away.
It was a woman from Gaines County who traveled more than 400 miles to San Marcos and San Antonio. She visited Texas State, went to a restaurant. Next day went to UTSA. Down there in San Antonio, went to the Riverwalk, the famed Riverwalk, visited a Ripley's, believe it or not, down there. Then on the way back up, stopped at a Bucky's, which is a southern convenience store that are usually jam-packed if you've ever been to one. So now what they're having to do, the state, is contact trace in those locations, let those restaurants and the universities know, hey, somebody tested positive, they were here within this area. They're talking to that woman, she's obviously cooperating, and they're letting people know, be aware if you're not vaccinated, that you may catch it. So if you start getting sick, be mindful. It may be measles if you're unvaccinated.
All right. So just to recap, highly contagious, didn't know it, but highly contagious still, and goes into a Bucky's.
She goes to a Bucky's.
Oh,
went down the river walk.
Down the river
went
walk.
To Ripley's, believe it or not.
In a restaurant.
Then a restaurant in Texas State. Yeah. Oh. UTSA. So basically, I mean, this thing is getting out there a little bit more. Hopefully everyone's vaccinated.
Last week, you may recall the White House designated 8 Latin American gangs as foreign terrorist organizations, and that has sparked fears that the cartels might now begin targeting Americans. That may have already been going on, though, because we're learning that earlier this month, a Texas rancher was killed when he ran over an IED on the road near Brownsville.
IED.
A bomb.
Basically. Yeah.
And he was on the Mexican side of the border. We need to point that out. But still, it's kind of scary. News Nation's Xavier Walton's correspondent covering the story and joins us this morning.
Kind of scary. No, it's that's pretty terrifying. This guy's 74 years old, rancher going back and forth on the border. But he ran over an IED. It was an accident from the cartel. And now, you know, he's dead. And I mean, it's rare, but to hear about somebody dying, innocent bystander, American citizen, you know, it's just kind of, it is terrifying.
What have you been able to gauge, especially in Mexico, the reaction to this from any kind of cartels?
So not from the cartels, but when you talk to some of the security experts and the people down at the border, I mean, they're saying, and that's why they're putting out, Texas officials are putting out a warning, Americans could get caught up in the middle of this, and that, unfortunately, was an example, the IED going off. But, I mean, it goes back to the fact that now they're a terrorist organization, as deemed in the last week by the White House, and they're possibly, potentially, going to carry out some revenge, and I think that's where people are really concerned, because Americans, you know, minding their own business, could get caught up in the middle of this. And that's, you know, it's horrible. It really shouldn't be that way, obviously.
Tell us more about this incident with this rancher, the 73-year-old guy. What do we know about this? Did they know he was going to be coming down this road and planted it? Was it a booby trap?
No, and that's the thing. You know, some of the experts I've talked to said that there are IEDs out there, and that's it's so dangerous. The guy's name, Antonio Cespedes Saldierna, 74 years old. I mean, this guy's a rancher going back and forth between the Texas side or the American side and the Mexico side, and just rolled over an IED, whether it was on purpose or not, that's still part of the investigation. But, I mean, that's why, you know, they're saying you got to proceed with caution if you're in some of these areas, because that's just how dangerous it is. And you got to think about this, too. Cartels, they're not just getting it from, you know, the U.S. They're getting it from Mexico, too. So they're getting it from both sides. And that's why, you know, some people are saying, hey, if cartels get backed into a corner, you got to look out because, I mean, this is what they're going to do. They're going to resort to violence, and that's where Americans alike could really, be put in harm's way.
When you talk about designating these cartels as terrorist organizations, what does that exactly mean for how the government can approach them?
So at the end of the day, it's basically, it just gives, U.S. agencies more power, more authority to really just disrupt, whether it's the cartel finances, their operations, some of their leaders, and it just gives them more leeway to kind of go after them, so to speak. Whether that is throwing up drones and watching how they, operate, that's really what it is. And that's something that, when you talk to some Border Patrol agents, they haven't had that sort of leeway, that, freedom in years past because of the previous administration. So giving them more power, that's essentially what that does when you're designating them as a terrorist organization.
So these organizations, these eight gangs that we're hearing about, is this predominantly Mexico, other countries involved?
Other countries involved, but yes, predominantly Mexico. And the ones that come to mind, the ones that you hear, TDA, Tren de Aragua, and then also MS-13. And those go back to, just the amount of drugs being smuggled into the country. And that's where, at the root of this, and now potentially violence from cartels, they're trying to thwart all the drugs being smuggled into the country from various, into America from various countries south of the border.
Xavier, thanks so much. We appreciate the time. Good information. News Nation correspondent Xavier Walton down along the border.
Let me tell you, man, this reminds me of that Sicario movie when they started labeling these cartels as terrorist organizations. It really is a life imitating art at this point.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.